Welcome back to the People Show. Josh Elliott, Wolf, Dominic Schmatti. We fist fought in the break.
Hello, brother.
We didn't do that. Welcome back to the People Show. Coming to you live from the Kintech studio. Keep your texts coming in. 650-650 Dunbar Lumber text line. Basketball Ben here as well.
He separated us.
He separated
us. I was going at
you. He's the biggest of us three. Strongest of us three.
Ben and I are pretty comparable. In height and
he's more
strength.
Wholesome though, so I believe
yeah,
in him.
He is more wholesome
for sure.
Yeah.
So I would be the guy to separate us.
Yeah, exactly. But of the three of us, I'm the most wholesome.
You're the most correct? Jacked.
I'm the most jacked.
Yeah.
Well,
I still feel like Ben's a little more. Here's what I'll say.
We're just talking about your sets.
I have more definition.
Yeah,
potentially.
Well,
okay.
Ben, stop feeling yourself so much, buddy.
You know what?
Have some humility.
You know what, Ben?
Check the Instagram.
You look great, buddy.
Check the Instagram. What's your BMI, bro?
You know what? Ben's a professional athlete, though.
Yeah.
So
well, semi-professional.
He gets the edge there. I'll give it to him.
Why do we call you Basketball Ben if you're very clearly Golf Ben?
I like Halford
gave you that name. I know you do. Just roll off the tongue.
I'm pretty knowledgeable about it, I feel like. And so Mike was... I was an intern here when I was Ben Turn.
Ben Turn, yeah.
The NBA Finals fun. Were on. And they didn't get an NBA guest, so Mike kind of interviewed me.
And you were Basketball Ben.
And he was like, we got Basketball Ben.
Stuck. Congrats. You're Golf Ben, though. Anyway.
I was Weatherman Roy when I was covering on the morning
show.
Hey,
what's the weather? Can you go?
I'm on air right now. I can't do it. It's easier when you're producing. You can run out, look out the window.
Yeah.
Very accurate reading.
I wish we had a window.
Yeah. Dare to dream, man. Maybe that's why we get so riled up. We have no window.
Yeah.
Just get stir crazy in here. Yeah. Anyway, 650-650. We got a lot of texts.
Yeah, a lot of people agreeing with me, disagreeing with me.
I would say the majority disagreeing with you.
I don't know.
There was a lot of people really mad at you.
So
that's okay.
The argument Don was making,
people being mad.
I'll let you reiterate if you want, but essentially you're cup or bust at this point. It doesn't matter what you do in the playoffs if you don't win the cup.
No, what I said on air
doesn't matter what you do.
For this team, you should hold your standard to make it to the conference final or the cup final. That would be an acceptable season at this point.
So,
and going in with the mentality of if we win a round, that's good enough. As fans, I think that's kind of lame.
So
you shouldn't just go into a playoff thinking, oh, if we win a round, that's cool.
I think
go into every time you go into, sorry, Josh, every time we go into the playoffs, it's an opportunity to win the Stanley Cup.
Yes.
Or whatever championship your team is playing for. And just going in with the mentality of like, you know, one win round or one round one would be cool. I would be satisfied with that. Don't think that way.
But people can also be realistic about what this team is and where it's at. And you compare it to Colorado, you compare it to Vegas, Edmonton.
Hold your team to a higher standard.
Yeah, but you can hold the team to a higher standard while at the same time also being like, well, they probably aren't going to get there because the talent on the team just isn't where it needs to be at the same level as those other teams.
So let's say they go and they beat Nashville in the first round.
It would be the first round they've won outside of the bubble since 2011.
Yes, we know that.
Would be very impressive and a great season, some would say.
So let's say they do that.
Okay.
And they go and they lose to Vegas.
Mm-hmm. It would be upsetting.
Yeah.
It would not be disappointing.
It would be.
It would not be disappointing.
It should be.
Really?
Yes.
So
losing to, on paper, what many would consider to be a better team and
it should be,
what factually is the defending Stanley Cup champion.
Should be just as disappointing as losing to Nashville in the first round.
No, it would be, losing to Nashville. Losing to Nashville would be 10 times more disappointing than losing to Vegas, especially in the second round.
For sure.
650-650, Dunbar Lumber text line. We got some texts on this. Worst opinion, of course winning a round matters. Is it the goal? No. But I can't believe I actually heard that spoken. That's from Cody. This one, Justin and Langley, are you seriously telling me the likes of Buffalo, Detroit, Ottawa wouldn't kill to win a playoff round, much less make the playoffs?
Toronto.
Winning a round matters.
Toronto won a round last year. What did it get them?
It got them off this, like, people clowning on them for never winning in the first round.
They're still clowning on them because they can't get it done.
Yes, but here's the thing. Toronto has made the playoffs for how many years in a row now?
Mm-hmm.
Now is when it's cup or bust for them. When they first made the playoffs.
I'm telling you right now, it's not now. It's been cup or bust for 6 years.
It's been cup or bust for a few years for them.
It's
but when they first
not just made, this year, Josh.
When they first made the playoffs with this core, nobody was like, "Hey, you gotta win the cup this year." It was win a round, maybe two. That's a good season, and that's the same for everybody in the NHL. If you haven't made the playoffs or you're not a consistent playoff team, winning a round matters. And to Justin Langley's point, he mentions Buffalo, Detroit, Ottawa. That's the company the Canucks have been keeping for the last decade. So making the playoffs, look, going into the season, I would have said that's an accomplishment. I have moved my goalposts to winning a round is now the expectation, I would say.
But here's the thing. I don't want to keep that company. And as a Canucks fan, I want the Canucks to position themselves as a Vegas, Colorado, Edmonton.
But they're not in that position yet. Like
it's
they're
all
just not
mentality.
Talented.
It's all mentality.
It's Josh. Not mentality.
It is. No, it's not.
If you settle for first,
way to a Stanley Cup.
If you settle for first round exits, you will never win a Stanley Cup.
You can. Oh, but you, oh man, you can't just like put these arbitrary expectations on a team that doesn't have that talent level.
Dom, here's an analogy for you. You're working on your golf game. You want to break.
I think he just made this in the back.
You want to break 90.
Okay. Oh, dude, I just made this exact
same. You literally comparison. Just made this exact same.
But
analogy.
Go ahead. No, do it on air. Do it on air. Go.
Okay, so like you want to break 90.
Yeah.
You can't just say that's a mentality thing when you're shooting 110.
No, but every time
it's
Josh
a
and I.
Thing. It's
every
a
time
thing.
Josh and I go to play golf with Reach, the Breakfast Club, my mentality is if I don't break 100 today, it's a failure. It doesn't matter if yeah, my handicap says I should shoot 105, 106.
But you're not trying to break 80 right off the bat. You know that there's a progression to it. You have to break 100, then your next goal is breaking 90, then you break 80, whatever. It's going to take a long time. Just like for the Canucks, hey, you got to win a round, then maybe next year you look at it. Depends on what they do in the offseason. You go, hey, win two,
but
maybe three rounds.
But hockey doesn't work that way. The
yes,
Toronto Maple Leafs are a perfect example. Winning one round doesn't do anything.
It doesn't always work out. There isn't always a natural progression. But also you have to be realistic about where the team is at.
When the Canucks were successful in their last era, lose to Chicago, getting to the second round. Okay, then they had these experiences and they got to the cup. They got to game seven. It didn't work out. We all know that. But it is a progression for so many of these teams. And so I think it's just wild to say that winning a round wouldn't be considered a success when the president of hockey operations at the beginning of the season, everything kind of has to go perfect for them to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And here we are now. With them obviously in the playoffs, winning a round has to be considered a success. It's not the ultimate success.
I agree. I wouldn't say the ultimate. Like I think this team is capable of winning two rounds and maybe more if everything goes.
No, I said it's not the ultimate success.
Oh, okay. Never
yeah,
mind.
But from where I'm sitting and what I'm reading in the text inbox, everyone seems like they would just be over the moon happy if they just won a round.
650-650, Dunbar Lumber text line. Brian Emission agrees with you. It's been 50-plus years. Cup or bust, baby. Also, 650-650, Dunbar Lumber text line. If you hold yourself up to the standard of only winning a round, you will never win. That one is unsigned. My thing is, I mentioned it before the break, the players and the coaches, everyone within the organization should believe that they can win a cup.
Why don't fans hold themselves to the same
Because the fans aren't the players that they're not the guys on the ice. It doesn't matter what their mentality is in terms of reflecting onto the players. As a fan, you can be hopeful. You can look at it and say, man, it would be so great if they won a cup. I believe that they potentially have the team to do it this year. You can be hopeful. You can be optimistic. And I get it. And you should do that. You should do that if you're a fan. You should be hopeful, optimistic, but at the same time, you can be realistic. Look at the team and be like, man, this was a good season. If you went around, there's work to do, and that's okay. You don't have to be cup or bust every year.
Let me use another sport as an example, okay? Manchester United had a decade plus of excellence where they just won everything. And now for the last, I want to say decade and a half, it feels like now, they've won a couple little trophies here and there, haven't won the Premier League in I don't know how long, haven't won the Champions League since 08. And I talked to another fellow United fan, Brendan Batchelor, the other day, And he said, and I pointed out to him that his standards for Manchester United have fallen. This club that was the peak of excellence, he is now happy with, you know, just qualifying for Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Considering the circumstances of, you know, the club situation, the players involved.
So some would say he's being realistic.
But someone, put your headphones back in. Someone like me looks at the club as a whole and what the club stands for and understands that that club, its reputation is excellence. And unless you are winning titles that matter, it's not good enough.
Dom, this club's history and isn't excellence.
I know. And that's the problem, is that too many fans are just okay with just winning around. And I'm not. As a fan, I'm not okay with just winning around. If you just win around and lose to the Vegas Golden Knights, I'm still going to be upset.
So
I'm going to be just as upset if they lose one round as if they won a round.
Hey, you know what? That's your mentality. That's your mentality. 650. Keep your text coming in. Obviously, there's a hide here.
Yeah, of course. No, listen, fans can be... Look, fans going to fan the way they want
to
fan.
We're never going to tell you how to fan.
No.
If you think it's cup or bust, go ahead. If you're okay with winning one
absolutely.
Round, that's fine too.
I'm going to hold the Canucks as a fan to a higher standard. And that's my prerogative as a fan.
Also, 650, Dunbar Lumber text line. Just say he's right so we can move on. Dom, you're right. Time to move on.
Thank you.
One thing we didn't get into in the tea because... got into this big whole conversation, and this was kind of a conversation that I wanted to come from this clip anyway, but Philadelphia Flyers actually in a very similar situation.
Yes.
Obviously not winning their division, but they're going to make the playoffs. They're doing a lot better, or potentially going to make the playoffs. They're doing a lot better than people thought they would this season is the ultimate situation over in Philadelphia. John Tortorella seems to be a big part of it, and earlier today, or was it yesterday? I believe it was today. Regardless,
this morning, I believe.
Yeah, he spoke and he had this to say about the Flyers.
This comes down to, right? It always comes down, they're going to quit on him. It follows me around. And so be it. If a player is going to quit on me or players are going to quit on me because I'm trying to make them better people and better athletes, you got the wrong damn coach here and you got the wrong damn people here. So I'm not sure what goes on. My job is... I am going to push athletes, and I try to stay away from, I have other things on my mind that I don't give you. I was in control the other night, what I said I meant, and quite honestly, when I watch the tape now, I'm more concerned than just the second period. Because of, I'm so proud of the team getting here. And I guess now the narrative out there is, because I've heard from other people, that they're young, they're not supposed to be here. Bull. We're here. We're here. Face it. And let's be better. And I don't think we're ready to be better. And that's my problem with us right now. And it is my job. I have not done a good enough job to get them over the hump. After playing those seven games, and then each game as it goes down, we have six left. I haven't done a good enough job to make them understand we have to be different now. We have to be at a different level. That's my frustration with me, and that's my frustration with the team. And if people can't handle it, so be it.
There is John Tortorella talking about the Flyers.
Oh, sounds like me.
Well, so here's the thing. There's a lot of similarity, again, between the Flyers and the Canucks right
definitely.
Now. And in that clip, there are multiple things he says. One of them is like, hey, I'm proud of this team and how far it's come. And I think this is part of this bigger conversation we're having of, hey, you can acknowledge that you can be proud of the Canucks for doing this well in the regular season. You can be proud if they win a round and have a competitive second round. But also, like, you're here. Embrace it. Do as much as you can. And I think that leads into kind of what the argument you're trying to make is you're here, you have a shot to win the cup.
Mm-hmm. Don't settle for less.
Don't settle for less. And I think from a player's and coach's point of view, that is totally valid. You're going to the playoffs as a team that is first in the Pacific Division, maybe second if things go bad, but let's say first in the Pacific Division. Your mentality going into it is like, we need to be ready for this. and we need to be ready for a long run, do whatever we can. Again, I think it's different from a fan's point of view, and sometimes you can be hopeful while being realistic. And we got to text Tones, as Sat always says, Satyar Shah, two things can be true at the same time. I can want them to win the cup and be upset if they don't, but also recognize the reality of where the team is at in their cycle. And I think that's the ultimate point I'm trying to get at too, is obviously if we were to cover a Stanley Cup winning team in Vancouver, that would be amazing. Everyone would be pumped. But that's not the expectation going into it. The expectation is to make the playoffs, win a round, and see what happens thereafter. And one thing Torts said as well is, you kind of have to gain experience. And that would be a lot of, like, winning a round, knowing how that feels, knowing what it takes to do that, and then ultimately losing, you can learn a lot from those two different scenarios.
I agree.
And so I don't view it as this big loss if the Canucks don't win the Stanley Cup this year.
I never said that. Did I say it's a big loss if they don't win the Stanley Cup this year? I said they need to make a Western Conference final or a cup final to be a true success of a season. I'm holding them to that standard. Why is that? Like, I don't understand. Like,
I just think
I don't see how that's a bad take to have. I don't understand like where I'm going wrong there. But here's the thing, when I listen to Torts and I think about it from the Canucks perspective, you played well enough in hashtag the start all the way up to the All-Star game. As a fan, I know what this club is capable of from an on-ice perspective. I have not seen what this club is capable of since the All-Star break. Maybe in spurts, but not consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And so heading into the playoffs, I know we move goalposts all the time.
Often.
I know what this team's capable of. I want to see it. And if they aren't able to produce that, that's a disappointment, whether you do it in the first round or the second round.
And the thing I'll say is I feel like that's true for essentially every playoff team, is if you're firing at your ultimate capacity and you're doing everything you can in the postseason and everything is going right, any of these teams can win. And that's the nature of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I think the Canucks they're not an exception from that. If things go really well for them, they can go far. And they're capable of it. It's not like they're not capable of doing that.
It's the reason why fans are frustrated calling the postgame show right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the single reason why everyone is texting at Sat and Bick and Dan and tweeting at Drancer and Jamie, and we're coming on and talking about, you know, why isn't Pettersson playing better? This is what we're talking about, is that, and what I'm talking about is that there is a standard that to hold the Canucks to, and anything less is a disservice to the team. And as someone who grew up a Canucks fan and seeing what they're capable of doing this season and understanding how rare it is to be able to have a group that has the potential to go on a run, to then settle for a first round exit is like, that doesn't make sense to me. Or a second round exit doesn't make sense to me.
Appreciate everyone.
I'm going to close on this. You only have a finite amount of chances to win the Stanley Cup. Don't just let one season go because you're in your building phase. Take every single chance and maximize the hell out of it.
Yeah, they're trying.
As a fan, you got to think the same way.
Whether it works out or not, we will see. I have my doubts. We'll see how it goes. Appreciate everyone listening, everyone texting in, 650-650, Dunbar Lumber text line. Keep those texts coming in for Canuck Central. Dan Riccio, Satyar Shah coming up next. I've been Josh Elliott Wolf. Thanks to Ben Bassram producing. Thanks to Dominic Schermatic co-hosting. Once again, I've been Josh Elliott Wolf. This has been The People Show on Sportsnet 650.